You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. With your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV.
Hey, you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. We are broadcasting live to like six whole people. I'm Brian Kilby.
That's 14.
Is it 14? Sweet. Well, one of those is me. So.
And another one's me. And...
Yeah.
Did we tell people this time?
Tell people what?
I haven't.
About 5 minutes ago, yeah.
I did. I also put it on T-Formers. So. I'm Brian Kilby. With me, I have Rob, John, XV, and Ender.
So, yeah.
So, hey.
Hi.
Hey.
We're excited.
Yeah, we're totally excited.
We're stoked.
What?
Yeah. I'm reading up on the news via the show notes that XV so graciously provided. I did see...
Yeah, you'd be lost without me.
I would. I did see Clinch. I think that's awesome, but we'll get to that here in a minute. We can go ahead and jump into the news. Newsarama interviews Pat Lee, and he awkwardly deflects questions about the time his monkey set the pile of company money on fire.
He also stole the silverware from...
No, we had a lot more pins sitting in his office. What? I just bought that box.
Leave me alone. I need pens.
You know, I just refilled the stapler. I don't know what's going on.
Pat Lee.
He's awesome.
Superstar.
Yeah, Pat Lee has been relevant to Transformers for like 5 years now, but
he's infamous.
Still. Yeah, pretty. He's a
Can't find your staples. Your pens are a small fortune. Pat Lee.
He was relevant for less than 3 years, yet we still can't get enough of that crazy guy.
G1 was relevant for 3 years, and you know, yeah, we still talk about it.
Yeah.
And Pat Lee worked on himself for almost 6 months.
That's true.
Maybe. Still don't know if those initial things are even him or not.
Yeah, I think it's. Like
we need to like 40%. Redo that statement of his. Or you'd be like, I still like to pretend to draw comics.
You know, he really did like Sideswipe, though. I mean, we know that much. That was real.
He's red.
I've turned to the medium because, you know, some people steal money from banks. I steal money from comic book companies.
His favorite.
See, Batman stopped that villain.
His favorite Transformers episode was the one where Sideswipe, you know, got the Matrix and, you know, killed Megatron.
Yeah.
And he fought the octopus that flew that starship.
Yeah, that's exactly. And teamed up with Huckleberry Hound.
I love that one.
Yeah, that was the best one. So, we got pictures of Clinch. It's repaid of Onslaught. That's kind of cool.
It's pretty nice looking.
It is. I want it.
It to not be neon enough.
Yeah, your eyes don't bleed looking at it.
It's more Euro G2, you know, pre G2 than it's a very.
I'm sorry. Have you seen some of those other Euro toys? They are very eye searing.
I own like most of them. I actually trying to think. Yeah, I he's very stalkerish.
Just for one thing, Clunch's colors are not nearly saturated enough.
Hmm.
I like his very Shogun Warriors looking head.
Yes.
It at least looks less like a cow than the original art.
Yes.
That's true.
And yeah, no registration yet, I know.
Why does he look so much like Death Charge?
Could
no,
be
there's a Death Charge looks so much more like Clinch.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's that mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to think I was wondering who to shoot first. I love Death Charge so much. That's like my totally favorite line of from Transformers ever. I can't think of anything I like better than that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was awesome. Let's see here. The BotCon 2010 video. There's mixed reactions from that. I've heard people who hate it, and Rob loves it.
Oh, I love it.
I mean,
just like it because it had the cube.
Partially, but second, it's like
95% partially.
Well, we'll say 50 because I just really appreciate the recreation of that old commercial, even though I really wish it had some of the BotCon characters in it.
Did Trent?
Yeah, that would have been spiffing.
Did Trent work on that?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. Okay.
No. Because if Trent would have done it, we'd have like Onyx Primal in the background and all sorts of stuff.
That's true.
It was okay. I'm not like coming too down too hard on it. Just
thanks
okay.
For trying.
Yeah. They get an A for effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did appreciate the fact that the Cybernet Space Cube was in it.
Cybernet Space Cube makes everything better.
Yeah. So if you ask me what they really should have done is gone back and found the kid who was in with Optimus Prime and all those segments and like had him being an adult and like giving Prime crap. That would have been great.
They should have did that last year, though, because that was a G1 set.
Yeah, Tommy Kennedy's like a 40-year-old virgin at this point. I mean, he's had enough.
Or a deviant.
Yeah.
He's probably dead. He's not killed himself. Like, really? My only gig has been that? Seriously? Where's that gun? 5 days? Oh, I gotta wait 5 days to die.
I don't get that.
You know, I'm a hardcore dork. I can't believe you know that guy's name off the top of your head.
What, Tommy Kennedy?
Oh, he's a legend.
Everybody knows Tommy Kennedy.
Oh, man. Okay. I guess I'm just out of the loop there.
It's a beautiful blonde mullet.
And he now appears at bar mitzvahs. So,
and the thing is,
Optimus!
Optimus tried to kill him, and he lived. He might be invincible. I mean, you see it clearly. Optimus tried to kill him like 5 times in that cartoon. Like, one time he almost steps on him. And then, like, come on, you want to go to space? Yeah, I'll ride on your shoulder. All right, little flesh creature, let's fly through space. How are you staying on his chest and not exploding?
Breath.
Yeah, the kid doesn't die. He's all, yay, and he's jumping around. Hey, like, he defies. That kid's magic.
He is magic. So, let's see. War for Cybertron site adds explanation of character classes. Okay.
Yeah, I just put that in because we are, like, obliged to have at least one more for Cybertron news item per week.
Yeah, to satisfy Tony. Hey. I'm looking at the site now. You probably hear it.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
I probably should kill that, shouldn't I? Yeah, I'm killing that.
Flying through space. Why am I floating in space like this?
Why am I here floating in space like this? God. We can't go an episode without mentioning Tommy Kennedy, Ravage, Three Bodies, Evolution, or both.
Or the RTM1 dubs.
Or the RTM1 dubs. There needs to be like an RFC like drinking game, but it would be a really sad, pathetic drinking game.
I am the Ninja Consultant from Cybertron.
There we go. We're complete.
There you go. GameSpot offers coupon code TRANSFORM for free overnight shipping.
Ooh,
when you pre-order War for Cybertron.
Finally.
I guess I gotta do that, don't I?
You know, I can get overnight checkout at Walmart. Just go there and buy it. I'm not gonna get a free multiplayer guy. Am I gonna use them?
Actual pictures of Punch Counterpunch. Now I really wish I had pre-ordered.
Oh.
Yeah,
it seems that whoever tooled the new head for Punch Counterpunch might have thought this was a scout toy.
Yeah, it is pretty. It is pretty small. Yeah,
he's a pinhead, just like a good G1 toy should be.
Yeah.
As long as they go around spray painting Cybertronian things, I'm good. Oh wait, wrong twins.
Microcephalic.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Counter punch. That's awesome.
I have not been paying attention to War for Cybertron news since last week.
Yeah.
I just don't care anymore.
So, well, where do they get the rub symbols from? Does like Hasbro? Do they go to Delta Star rubber labels to get those?
Oh,
or
gosh,
what?
That'd be an awkward.
Probably.
One.
They had the rub signs on the classics toys, so I mean they're equipped to make them at some point.
That's true.
And I imagine those are cheaper to do than tiny new head.
Okay,
I can't stop looking at their head now. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Don't stare,
John. You're going to make them self-conscious.
Okay. Punch Counterpunch's license plate is PC and TRP, but I would rather it be RLNRBY. That's what I would rather it be. Real nearby. Never mind. Okay, sorry.
Nothing.
I'm real nearby.
Yeah. No, it's like...
Better watch out for my counterpart. He's nearby. Exactly. Real nearby.
Like the worst
we
moment
know
of writing.
You.
A really bad series.
No, if I would have wrote it, it'd have been, we know it's you. You just turned your hat around backwards and put on a pair of sunglasses.
But the thing is, they don't know it's you. They don't know that...
Well, Rob, yeah. That would be...
Then it was a new thing, guys. Come on. If we wrote it today, it would, of course, be like, hey, guys, what did Galvatron tell you to... like, dumbass.
You know? I mean, let's talk about the genius of the Decepticons. He says that, pretty much saying, my Decepticon version of me is right around. Then he goes around the corner. Do you hear some noise? Hey, he kind of looks like him and sounds like him, doesn't he?
Yeah, I wonder why he didn't just shoot them in the first place.
I mean, that's only like a step or two above, you know, like David Hasselhoff putting on the goatee and being Garth Knight. I mean...
Garth Knight?
Garth
David
Knight.
Hasselhoff?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Yeah. Let's see here.
Well, it's a Superman thing.
So, JD, what's going on this week in history? Well, Brian, the Transformers PlayStation 2 game. Okay, I can't do JD. JD's not here.
Besides, you missed one.
I thought that was JD.
Sorry, I thought it was. Oh, I did.
I thought it was JD doing an impression of you.
Actually, that wouldn't be bad. Yeah, I did miss a news item. It's because it's such an exciting news item. But it's going to lead into the topic for tonight. Transformers Hall of Fame. One duct, Peter Cullen, Bob Budiansky, and some Japanese dudes.
You can't say their names.
That's the schmuck who invented all the toys.
Yeah, but what's important is making sure I'm about
it. What did they do?
Yeah, I know.
I think they're cardboard designers or something. I don't know. It's not really important.
We got to vote on Dinobot, guys. We really got to vote on Dinobot, because really, do we want to see Soundwave get it again? You know?
No.
He wins every time.
He's going to win anyway, because have you guys noticed the flaw in the site? Okay, you can only vote once a day, right?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and click more than... Yeah, go ahead and click more than one thing. You can submit all of them at one time. It's not really going to work, guys. I accidentally clicked Jazz. I was like, oh, crap, I was going to click Dinobot. So I clicked Dinobot, and I noticed it didn't come unclicked. It's like it's not a radio button, it's just a click thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait a minute. And then the next day I did all of them and it still went through. Thanks for voting.
Well, I think it's funny that fans supposedly nominated all these characters, but all seem to be annoyed about the list. And so they're voting for Dinobot because he's the only interesting option. So in true Transformers fan faction, we're actually going to elect an inductee based on angst.
Ender.
Yeah.
The first four nominations were selected by Hasbro, and the fifth one is the result of the fan site polling. And the winner of that was Dinobot.
The first four inductees were selected by Hasbro, and and all five of these voting things were determined by fan polling.
I don't think so. I believe the first four.
You're thinking
choices...
of is the first four inductees Hasbro picked, and these five were the ones that came from fansite polling. That's
but
the four you're thinking of, I think.
I believe four of
Prime,
these five
Megatron,
still
Bumblebee,
chosen by
and Starscream.
Hasbro, and then the fifth one was left up to fansite nomination.
I don't. I think you're misreading. The four
inductees. So I guess
XV was homeschooled, so his ability to read.
Well, no,
is
I mean, we need some kind of outside verification of that. I mean, both the phrasing of that would be really easy to get mixed up. But to my understanding,
I can't imagine the Japanese dudes are the result of fan poll.
No. What it was?
It's not like Cypher was polled. Hey, Cypher, who do you think?
Those give them full names.
They don't have to get voted on.
Brian, you're talking about my reading comprehension being bad. John thought we were voting on the Japanese guys.
Oh.
No. I thought they were on there because of fan polling. Like, I thought fans said, hey.
No, they were already going to the con.
He's awesome.
They were already going to the con, so it's like, hey, well, you guys are here. Okay.
Actually, that Japanese guy knocked on my door and, was going door to door looking for votes. So, yeah, I think that's how he got in.
And then he wouldn't leave.
Yeah. He's here right now. Do you want to talk to him?
He's eating my food.
Devcon is saying that he is confirming what Ender is saying, but I still say you're both wrong and you smell funny.
You're half right.
You know, I don't know what really the purpose of voting, because let's take a take a memory of how this worked. They told us who the first four were, and then we get the vote on the nominees for the last one, who we want to be. But Hasbro has, first off, the site you give it to has the right to turn that choice away. Second, Hasbro has the right to turn that choice away. And then we get, well, four Go figures and random Beast Wars character. Oh, and the radio button doesn't work on the voting site.
And when it really boils down to it, and I hate to be such a loser, but does it really matter who's in the frickin' Hall of Fame?
Uh-oh. I mean, it's not like Steve Austin's going to give a good speech or anything, you know?
I mean,
you could write in and request that. I don't know.
I'd like to speak for Optimus.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like a Metal Hawk guy is going to, you know, accept Optimus's, you know, nomination, which would be fantastic.
It'll so be like a.
Then, by that logic, if RC was one of the nominees, it would Don, have to be Don accepting the nomination.
It would have to be, and he would have to dress up like wear his extra,
you know,
long.
Okay, at BotCon, we should have our own mock Hall of Fame induction, and we ought to get like Headmaster Don,
Warren Field,
and Warren. War is kind of cool. I mean, War is pretty cool.
Yeah,
but
maybe we should just put up a thing on the site. We should have the Hall of Lame.
Hall of Lame. Hey, I would be up for that. That could be something.
Billy, start working for votes.
Ceremonial first inductee.
So, Ender, you're now going to BotCon because you've been reinvigorated by the iPad.
Yeah.
That's awesome. John's going, Rob's going, I'm going, and...
And it's just because Weebum gave me crap.
Oh, what did he get?
Like, oh, hell no. So now I'm going.
Oh, good, 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 yeah. Good. let's see here. So, I think we'll have some good coverage for...
Actually, I should credit where credit's due. It's because my wife is really cool and decided that would make a good Father's Day present.
Oh, that is great. You know, mine's going to be volunteering for something else that, you know, I should be volunteering for, but I'm not, so that I can get the convention.
That's your Father's
You're
Day.
You're volunteering to bring joy to dozens of listeners.
To virgins everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, no
offense. We'll do the live broadcast. Hey, we're here at BotCon, and boy, does it smell like cup of soup. Over there...
BotCon is not as bad as it used to be. I mean,
no, it's much more pleasant. There's only every other stinky person as opposed to walking to a wall of funk.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
What's gonna be great is we're gonna get to go to BotCon and go over to the Hasbro booth and be like, "Hey, look, it's those animated toys that were here last year but still aren't out."
Archer's gonna do this. Sorry, guys.
I'm not actually allowed near the Hasbro booth. Not true.
300 feet.
I'm joking. So, let's see.
A little, like, Hasbro plastic ankle bracelet thing, right? Tells them if you're within 200 yards of their booth.
That would be awesome.
Good thing they really think you're Glenn Hallett when you're at the con.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about this day in history?
May 11th, 2004, the Transformers PlayStation 2 game, the Armada game, released in the U.S. The funny thing is, I've played the game. But I just got it this week. Only 6 years late. So
nice.
I ordered it and like three other games on Amazon because I just felt like buying old games.
it's a good game.
It's funny, I got the Commodore 64 and the disk hard drive game this week, but
yeah, your game's a little older than mine. So.
Sorry, but this week game. I bought a box of Whoppers, huh?
Oh, and I also got the Transformers G1 Awakening game for my iPad.
Oh, you like it?
Is that any good? That got decent reviews.
I thought it was... I've only played a few minutes of it, but I thought it was pretty good so far. Yeah, it's a strategy game. It's fun. It's G1. It looks good. It looks good even with the graphics inflated.
Oh, yeah.
It's made for like an iPhone.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Is that the game made by the developers who we interviewed a while back?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we didn't interview the developer. We interviewed the
marketing guy.
Yeah, it's a game, and it's Transformers. You can play as Optimus, Bumblebee. He read that info card back and front, didn't he?
Hell yes. It has all your favorite characters, all of them.
So, how does game play? So, what's the gameplay like? Well, it'll work on the iPad, and,
do stuff.
It'll, all your favorite characters.
Again, let me reiterate.
Yeah.
What's his answer to
this? For a breakdown, just be like, I'm sorry, guys, my boss gave me the shaft. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That was a fun interview. We got lots of hits off on it, so I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm back.
He was literally like, you guys, all the fans will like it.
I think it was all the screen grabs of the game that Jack put up on the post that we made.
That's a good-looking cell phone game.
It is. I no complaints. No complaints at all.
It's still a cell phone game, though, so how many times can I push one to defeat this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Fingers are hurting.
Boy, this game would be better if it was an LCD.
Oh, damn it, I got a call. The whole thing just froze, and I got to start over. Jeez.
Yeah, that Armada game was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yes. It was.
Best Transformers game till 2010.
Maybe. We'll find out when it actually comes out.
Yeah.
I've still liked every once in a while stick that in. I'm like on the last level where I never got around to beating it. Just because that last level is so hard, it made me mad. But it's like, oh, I love that game. Just hunting for the minicons and seeing how many ways I could fall down a hill.
It's not like it's not as bad as say like Half-Life though, where Half-Life is such a great game until the last level, and then the last level you just want to kill yourself.
Megatron loves outer space. Small geography was a surprising hurdle for them.
It's like you get to that volcano level and you're like, okay, I'm good. You son of a bitch.
Watch for you in like the first couple levels, you'd be running around, you like take a bad step, and it's like, oh, I'm in a ditch. All right, I'll see you guys in half an hour. Clunk, clunk, clunk.
The worst is if you fell and does ragdoll physics and it's like taking an extra time of you rolling around on the ground for you to get up. Like, yeah. Okay, it's been 10 minutes now. Stand up, red alert.
Like, oh no, I've gone into free fall. My limbs have turned into noodles. Clunk, 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 clunk.
Yeah. But you gotta admit, the whole tidal wave thing was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only was he the scale to what you want him to be, you got the level where you got to run around inside him shooting other bad guys. No wonder he wanted to kill you when he threw you out.
I feel like the designers at some point like didn't understand something about the show when they did his scale. So they were just like, yeah, so here's this guy. And they're like, oh, he's huge, though. I'm like, oh, did we mess it up? Well kind of, yeah. Do you want us to change it? No.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like, I just wish we'd thought of that.
You know? Right, well, the cool thing is you can see parts of him while you're running around inside of him. You're like, wow.
You don't stand on top of his head.
Yes, and shoot him in the face. Shot tidal wave in the face.
See, Transformers games will not reach their apex until somebody realizes what they need to do is have you fight like Triptychon, but have it be like Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And voiced by Brad Garrett.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple things real quick. One, we have a contest. I know you've not heard about the contest, but we have a new contest.
What contest?
Tell us all about it.
Okay, so first prize is $50 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate or digital certificate, however they do it. Second prize is $25 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate, and
maybe we should call it like a gift credit.
Gift credit, that works. And third prize,
store credit. Yeah.
Third prize is still
21st century.
Third prize still a freaking awesome prize. It's RC from Transformers Animated, and I still need to get Ender and Rob theirs. Can't mention that. So,
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, but we have those, and it's simple. Just if you're not already, follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, or fan us on Facebook. Just go
break down and push the button.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's pretty cool. What about my prize? Billy, what prize do you get? What do you want, Billy? We're bringing you on the show. Okay.
What?
No, sorry, Billy's wanting to get his prize.
Well, Billy, we got a winner in the Billy contest. Metal Hawk guy won a date with you, Billy.
Yeah.
You gotta wait till his house arrest bracelet goes off.
That
at
was
night.
His brother. That was his brother, and you shouldn't probably say that on the air.
So, true, oh true.
We probably may have to edit that
we're
out.
We're just joking.
Yeah.
We're just joking.
I don't know what you're talking about, person who's talking about minors.
So. But
cut it out.
Follow,
oh, David,
follow us on Twitter.
I'm doing
Radio.
The show against my will. I'm not a part of this.
Join our Facebook fan page, and you have a
who are you
to
people?
Long number.
Prank caller. Prank caller.
And hey. Most importantly, what? Tell your friends. That would be awesome. We would appreciate it. You know that. Tell your friends.
Yeah, even if they don't like us, just tell them to hit the button.
Yeah, just hit the button.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do it. So
show is free.
Show is free. Speaking of, let's take a break. We'll be back here in just a moment.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the non sequitur to nowhere.
Had an interesting little break there, so time to get back into the show. So the topic for this week is going back to the news. Which humans, or as we call them, real people, should
like
be inducted into the Hasbro or the Transformers Hall of Fame. So, sorry, I'm just reading DevCon's comments in the chat. So, but
we diverse.
You know, and honestly, I gotta say, I think I think it's probably got to be XV. XV is probably the first person I would put into the Hall of Fame.
Because I'm such a wonderful asshole.
Yeah, well, you started the whole. Not really started it, but you popularized. Maybe not even popularized, but you were instrumental in. Maybe not instrumental.
You know, I'd like to know what you're actually
almost
saying.
Did
I did.
But you were one of you were one of the first people to do these multimedia or at least not text based toy reviews.
Oh,
on the internet.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, I mean, I did it before you did, but you know, what are you going to do?
Go
induct
back.
You?
I'm
no, no, I'm too modest for that, but you know. No.
Are you going to pull that?
No, I'm not totally.
You're really expecting to be inducted, but you're going to pull this.
Oh, God, no. That would be hilarious.
Don't vote for me.
Yeah,
I could never.
BotCon
couldn't afford me. I hate to bring it to you, but I don't think you're going to get a lot of votes for putting us on the air.
Yeah, I know.
So, the man who brings you Ender and XV every week.
I think Death
people
should.
Love you, Ender.
Has been known to cause bowel damage.
But
I think
no,
Deathy should be it.
No, I mean, in all seriousness, who is Deathy, though? Deathy's like seven people at this point.
Exactly, so everyone wins.
Maybe your alter ego should be inducted, Brian.
Which one?
Which, yeah. His favorite?
I nominate Billy.
Yeah, the one with the legal troubles.
Not that Billy, but the other one.
The Billy was a Trannies fanfic award winner.
Oh well,
yeah.
Wow.
So no, well, I mean there are a lot of people that I would love to see. Frank Welker seems to be a popular choice.
Oh, Frank Welker, easy, but he should be inducted into like every Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo Hall of Fame, definitely. There needs to be a Scooby-Doo Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the
not...
Scooby-Doo Hall.
Frank Welker's in like every movie. Like if there's a dog barking or like. A piece of furniture creaks. It's Frank Welker. It
you know,
just always is.
On gargoyles.
It's regular in everything. Have you seen his like IMDb?
Yeah, but
thing?
You know what he played in Gargoyles. He played the gargoyle dog.
Right.
So
method acting. I don't know. It's the guy. Yeah, he's just in everything.
Wally Burr.
He's a Pooh the monkey.
Or Susan Blue.
Definitely Susan Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just
she
for
be
RC,
in the Ninja Turtle Hall of Fame as well.
Well, she's not just for RC, but she like voice direct like every series.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason she's been so instrumental since G1. I mean,
yeah, and she was in Friday 13th Part 7.
Well, if you're,
she's clearly a big part of Beast Wars not sucking.
Yeah, if you're going to go the Friday the 13th route, you gotta give tip the hat to Gary Chalk too.
Oh yeah, he was in Friday. Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's why it wasn't on the Beast Consultant for Cybertron.
I don't know, Ender. You just made a good point for another cast, actually.
I'm a cheetor. No, wait, cheetor.
I mean, Furman's a must-have.
Yeah, Wildman.
Yeah, I love Andrew Wildman. I think he's better G.I. Joe artist than a Transformer artist, but you know that's just me.
Derek Yanger, definitely, just for my
own. Senior.
Yeah, Derek Wyatt. Derek J. Wyatt.
Yeah, Derek J. Wyatt.
I'd seen him in. Yeah, I would. Because you know what? He did it. I thought he really recreated like everything in a cool way. Like, they could have gone off on that ad infinitum. I can't understand why like nobody has figured out like some legal way to like just make it in comics. Why can't we have an animated comic? I mean, I know it wouldn't be animated anymore, but I really don't care.
Transformers comic. That's just what it's called.
Transformers comic. Illustrated. Just do that. That'd be fine.
No, call it the official universal name, Transformers Malgus or whatever. Isn't that the destination?
Transformers, Malgus? Just buy this crap.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Transformers the animated series. Transformers Heroes. There we go.
No. Yeah.
The Japanese versions, you know. Transformers. Awesome. Yeah. You know.
So Ender, what about the guy who decided that Robot Heroes really didn't fit the
He's getting in the ass
first inducted into the Hall of Shame. Oh yeah, you know what? I got a Robot Heroes beef again all of a sudden, by the way. I was at Toy Store the other day and I was looking at the Iron Man stuff and they have the little like, you know, heroes out there. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but it was like, you know, something big rigs. What do they call those things?
Power wheels?
No. But it was like the little what do they call the Marvel Heroes figures?
Hero Squad
big rigs.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So a couple of these are Iron Man and Spider-Man doing what? Driving semis.
Eastbound and down.
And then there's one that's like the extra big one, and it's a snub-nosed semi that looks like G1 Prime, and it has a trailer. And you know what the trailer does? It splits open. And has a little repair bay in the back, and it rolls out little cars. But you couldn't possibly do that with the Transformers.
Where it would make sense.
Oh my god, it was just like, it was a hemorrhage in a box.
That's sad.
I think there was an embolism right there in the aisle.
It's a good, yeah. It's like my daughter. It's okay, Daddy. It's okay. Could you not be red anymore? There's steam coming out of your ears, Daddy.
Your kid's nervous a lot, Ender.
DevCon is referring to, in the chat,
my
referring
kick my ass. They don't know.
Referring to Simon Furman being passed over. But I would have to give Budiansky credit over Furman, even though Furman's been involved.
Yeah, they only were going to get one, you know, comic writer in there from the first run.
Well, I mean, he also goes into the toys.
Comic book writer. He basically
really kind of make it up.
Round up the yeah, all the yeah, characterization.
He's the Larry Hama of Transformers. He really gave us the personalities.
Oh yeah.
He kind of invented it.
And
DevCon, so really
of course,
can't.
Is pointing out that he's not dissing Budiansky. You know, people love Furman. He's a cool dude. So.
No, he should be in there, and I imagine if they keep doing this, you know, shameless publicity stunt, at some point he will be.
All he has to do is come to BotCon again
first. Yeah. Exactly.
Come to BotCon again and not be someone on current product like IDW or, you know, Aaron Archer, because he'll be in there eventually.
So if we had a Hall of Lame, would Pat Lee be the first inductee?
Pat Lee with nails in his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pat Lee.
We have a Hall of Shame dunking. We got to dunk him.
No, Billy.
Will, hold the head
Wheelie,
underwater.
Wheelie is not someone, unless you're talking about the movie Wheelie, I would totally not put Wheelie.
And she won Wheelie's okay.
Yeah.
You put Michael Bay in the Hall of Lame.
They can't do that, though. I would love for them to.
They can't. Can we?
Oh,
if not that, the writers. What are their names?
Dumbass 1 and Dumbass 2.
Yeah, I've made a point of forgetting their names. Is actually what it is.
They don't.
But, they should be. They should. They're my top inductees to the Hall of Lame.
Yeah, because Michael Bay was really like, okay, let's blow some things up. Okay, can we have a script around this?
I think if somebody
okay, guys,
wrote
write it.
Good script, handed it to Michael Bay, he would have made a good movie out of it.
Yeah. I mean,
up. That way, I don't blame Bay. Because the problem with Bay is that he doesn't like the Transformers. So he wasn't going to do anything to put it together. He just wanted a script that made room for his explosions. And as an action director, I respect that.
Absolutely, that's fine. I agree.
You know, but they handed him nothing. So he made nothing. He made nothing with explosions.
You know.
So that's there awesome. You go, first inductees to the Hall of Fame.
Around 2005, 2006, when Michael Bay was first announced to be the director, and when people were like, oh, man, James Hooks, if it was you, Kilby, or the real James Hooks, said the most perfect thing about Michael Bay being the director. Did you see the first Transformers movie? It's nothing but music montages and explosions and action sequences. It's the perfect director for this movie.
Yeah.
Before having seen the first Transformers movie, I would have actually had Michael Bay pretty close to the top of my list for who I wanted to direct it. Yeah. I would have picked Michael Bay.
Yeah, he's like, okay, write a good script. Okay, that's the script. Okay, we're blowing shit up. You guys read these lines these nerds wrote.
But, you know, lo and behold, you give him a 40-page script and tell him to direct a 2.5-hour movie, and he's not going to fix it.
My first clue, and this is me being a nerd snob type, that these guys were going to write a jacked up script, was before the movie came out for anything, they did this like web broadcast where they were answering questions and stuff, and they had some toys around them that Hasbro had given them,
yeah.
And they were straight up lying, saying, these are our toys from home. Some of them were still in the box with the Hasbro tag on them and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like, he held up an Optimus and he goes, this is the real one that we had sitting around back. And it was the anime edition reissue that just came out. Because I've had this in my room forever. It's like, could you hold one up that doesn't look new? Oh, and doesn't have blue windows?
Yeah.
Maybe we believe you. You know, don't lie to us if you don't know that much. Just say it.
You're such a nerd, Rob. How can you look at one Optimus and another and tell the difference?
Well, if you know anything about it, you do.
I mean, coy.
Yeah.
You know, what's if you
even
don't know anything
to see is when somebody's a lying sack of.
Yeah, just yeah. Say
those guys can't
study.
Write for beans. They should not be allowed to write things.
I mean, it's like the Protecticons thing. You know, he was making an effort. He didn't know that he was. You know. Yeah, but when you're just completely lying through your teeth, you're completely lying through your teeth.
Oh, God, that whole bit.
Yeah.
Who was the leader of the dinosaur bots? You're thinking of leader one. Oh,
sorry,
one of these days,
you're
going to be a Transformers master.
I don't trust the intelligence of anyone with a fake half-grown beard.
Well, this part still pisses me off and makes me laugh at the same time. And he says, okay, who is Primus? He is the Transformers' home planet, who, as far as I know, has never transformed. Behind him is the Primus toy robot node.
Are you talking about the guy from the game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Interview? Okay.
Says,
I was
Primus
in that guy's office. He does keep it like that.
Well, if you were given a bunch of toys to work with on the project you're working with, you would too.
No, that's... he didn't know everything, and he was confused. I think he was very confused by being interviewed, but
yeah.
He does keep an office full of those toys.
Well, I give him that credit.
But I don't think they gave him that stuff.
Yeah, if you put yourself out there like that,
just
say I don't know
Cybertron,
as much.
And quite frankly, by that point, I don't think I had either.
I don't
really recommend it to people.
I do. But just
he
really.
Might have known the toy transformed and not known that it did in the show.
Just
I don't think that's totally unreasonable assumption.
I think it's just funny. It's not necessarily something you're going to sit down and, you know, digest and think through logically. It's just like, ha! He said that he's never seen him in robot mode and he's freaking behind him. It's just a, you know, lol
thing. Just the
other
night I picked up Primus and thought of that interview because of that, you know.
You know, he would have, you know, what's his name? Dave, what's his name? Dave...
Who?
The...
Mustaine Megadeth.
No, the guy... Oh, Rob. No, the High Moon guy. I would definitely put him, maybe not
Teager?
This year.
Matt Teager?
Well, I would put the whole High Moon crew in the running for the Hall of Fame. You know,
I was thinking that, but I feel it's a little early to
talk about
that.
I'm saying second or third year. Obviously, the game is the best looking Transformers game ever. It seems like they put more effort into it than any other Transformers game ever. Just for sheer effort.
In future years, yeah, they will definitely be.
I would totally put them in now.
Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, if we
assuming, of course, the level design isn't crap.
True.
That's something I can't speak for. I've only played 10
minutes. Game's bad, guys. Just heard it.
No. I mean, I didn't play the whole game.
Right.
But you know, if I had to pick one person above all others to be in the Hall of Fame, be Dr. Biggles Jones. I really think so. It's just the glasses. They do it for me. I have to admit.
It's amazing how that, like, 10-minute character has inspired so much imagination.
Yeah, I know.
You can say it about every fanfic ever written.
I just want, like, a little comic of her, like, rushing into a room with some papers and Cobra Commander, like, averting his eyes. You're like, God, woman, put some clothes on. You're a scientist. Who said the scientist could wear spandex? I'm trying to work here. I'm not going to be able to stand up for like 20 minutes.
No,
I was once a man.
What are you going to say, Rob?
You guys know who really needs to be in the Hall of Fame?
Who?
Buster.
Yeah, I know.
No one gives Buster his props.
Oh, dude, Buster, no, I'm all for it. And Comic Spike. Even the Comic Spike kind of sucked.
I have this delusion. I know they won't do it, but I want in the third movie for Sam to have, like, stolen all Spark powers and then for to, like, bust up a jet with his mind like they did Jetfire in that one cover.
Oh, yeah.
That would be so cool.
You know, what was the third Witwicky kid? I keep forgetting his name.
Sam Spike.
Buster, and... Well, there's the one in the coloring book, the other one.
Butch.
Butch Cassidy and Witwicky Kid.
How about O? They need O.
Yeah, exactly. O would be awesome.
He could go in the Hall of Lame.
Yeah, if we're going to go Hall of Lame, I would put O in there, even though I love O. Because O kind of gave me hope.
Yes, Robot Master.
The Robot Master would be awesome.
Go in the Hall of Lame.
The Mechanic. Mm.
GB Blackrock could go in the Hall of Lame.
No, GB Blackrock would go in the Hall of Fame.
Like wanting to be Tony Stark so bad.
You know, he's pretty new, and it's, you know, it's like giving Goldberg the title belt his first year or something, but throw Jeff Drift just right the hell right in there, you know? Ass first. Drift.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drift. Put Drift in there.
Probably toss Drift in there.
But I would put the Mechanic in the Hall of Lame.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. What about that biker
The guy who drew the Bumblebee miniseries, Chi or Che or whatever the hell his name is, he can go in the Hall of Lame, especially because he only has one name.
But you know who gets to go in the Hall of Fame? The little girl from the Bumblebee miniseries. The little girl's the hero of the whole damn thing. Well, can you give me that briefcase? Okay. She saved the day. No, I mean, you can't just rip off the roof or nothing. Hey, little girl, I'll be your best friend. Okay. Oh, I lied to her. I feel bad. Oh, shucks.
Can you give me the briefcase with the I win button in it?
Well, sure. And then she's like, he's feeling bad about lying to her, and they become best friends. I mean, that little girl, I can't remember her name, because, well, I mean, it's the Bumblebee miniseries, but that was the star of that whole comic.
But put that stupid, I think the Bumblebee miniseries is one of the low points of my fandom.
That's it?
Yeah, really, with so much in this fandom, you couldn't find a lower point than that?
You know what? There are things I have lower expectations of, I think. And that was just like...
But there's just so much diversity of, you know, suck and let down in this whole thing. It just...
Well, it's either that or like Revenge of the Fallen. I don't know.
Revenge of the Fallen is up there.
Yeah.
It's
like, wow, they made a movie of my favorite franchise! And it's one of the worst movies ever made. It's gonna be on a shelf for $4.99 with the Phantom in like 2 years.
But you know what I would put in the Hall of Fame? Give me your face.
Yes.
Definitely in the Hall of Fame.
Just the phrase.
Just the phrase, give me your face.
It's so out of character, it's like not even part of our franchise. It's like part of that movie that juts out and just like... isn't there. Well, I don't know.
It's in the
general Prime seem to be out of character.
Yeah, yeah. Optimus Prime from Revenge of the Fallen is that Optimus Prime that everyone misremembers. Prime,
wounded prisoners.
He's the Optimus Prime that everyone misremembers from the '80s. He's like, I remember when Optimus Prime used to kill all these Decepticons, and he was so tough, and he would, you know, he killed Megatron. No, he didn't. No.
See, if we had better writers on Revenge of the Fallen, Prime totally would have said, and I was wondering who to shoot first.
That would have been great. God.
No. Yeah, the Prime,
David Sobolov should be in the Hall of Fame.
G1
David
Prime.
David K too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just have him say straight out loud, Decepticons? Like, he didn't realize Decepticons just did something deceptive. That's me off to this day.
That would have been great. Okay, so
Orson Welles, just because he wouldn't want to be,
just out of spite.
Actually,
but he'd show up anyway.
Yeah, the same fat thing corpse. Just to immortalize his name further in Transformerdom.
Leonard Nimoy, XV.
Yeah, I mean that'd be the same thing for him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Casey Kasem.
Appearance fee.
Damn it. How about Orson Welles' handler? Because someone had to get him in there.
Yeah,
I am not Spock or Galvatron.
With a chair and a whip.
Get in there, you drunk fat bastard!
Chair, whipping him.
Whoa! Stan Bush.
Yes, Stan Bush.
Yes. Yeah.
Never someone so wanting to be back in the Transformers spotlight ever.
Absolutely.
Than Stan.
Yeah,
he can release a new like special Hall of Fame double CD
as long as he's got Smiley Guitar Guy,
and I'd buy it.
You guys remember what the Touch Hall of Fame remix?
You guys remember?
Yeah, dance remixes of everything.
Yeah, that would be.
You
great.
Guys remember Bakugan 07? He was doing a concert and he was taking requests. You just write them on the board. People are writing all these rock songs. I wrote the Humpty Dance. I didn't stick around, but I was really wanting to hear. All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin you.
No, about the time that he was doing the Stan Bush was performing was when I was telling that kid that I was Glenn Hallett. I think that's when I was sitting in Gabe Recharge from the other podcast room, and he was just haranguing me, asking all these questions that I didn't know the answers to, that I had to just make up crap. I am a bad person.
Same guy gave the wedgie and picked like 3 feet up in the air, and he was just like, "You're a mountain of a man."
Oh God, I'm an awful person. Okay, so that's somebody's phone. That's probably a signal that we should wrap this show up.
Breaking news.
The show is over.
Breaking news. Soup's boiling.
Soup's boiling. Yeah. Okay, guys. Anything we need
get
to
get your shit together? Okay.
Any house cleaning? Anything we need to mention before we wrap things up?
Are you going to be here next week?
Odds are that I'm not. I have people coming in from out of town.
You don't want to let them know that you do a dork cast every week.
No, they listen. Actually, I'm probably this is New Soundwave will probably be.
They should sit in.
No.
Yeah, live studio audience.
New Soundwave.
I didn't know they should talk. Like, I mean, if they're gonna listen anyway.
Yeah, nah, probably.
I could read your eyes.
Yeah, you know, hook up some speakers in the living room and just pipe it in.
Oh, I could do that easy. I'm not going to though.
You could talk about the time you put Hot Rod's gun up your ass.
That here.
That didn't happen, Rob. Okay, so no. So this will be the New Soundwave for this week will actually be the last show I'm on until RFC of the week after next, which is that? No, that's not our live show. Is
that's
it?
It's coming up.
No, that is our live show.
Week
that'll be
after.
Yeah,
you're right. That will be the live show.
Yeah, so
you guys listening in the live audience get that?
Yeah, so this will be the last the last show I'm on. Yeah,
and
so
how many are not us?
Well, yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Check us out tfradio.net if you've somehow found us somewhere else or at T-Formers. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio, Facebook, just search for Radio Free Cybertron. Check out our other shows, Superhero Time, which XV is not posting anymore. Fanboy
versus. I posted one just this last Sunday.
And it was recorded the Monday before.
It was recorded the Monday and Thursday before. Actually, no, the Monday and Friday before.
And Fanboy Versus, which is our weekly comic book exploration. Let's see here. We also have... what do we have? What else do we do?
Stuff. We do contests.
Yeah, that's true.
We should figure out something spiffing to do at BotCon.
Yeah, we have a little over a month till BotCon.
Yeah.
Assuming registration ever goes up.
Yeah.
You know, you go
to T-Formers and hear me, or not here. You can read hostily written things by me.
It'll be on-site registration.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I'm going to do what I always do. I'm going
to There'll be one line for registration, and then there'll be another line to get your stuff.
God. So, yeah, Outside the Cage, that's our MMA and wrestling podcast. I don't really pay attention to either, so I'm just there to record. But Gabe and Alan are hardcore.
I don't even know who they are.
Yeah. They're awesome. They're good people.
Good.
That's great. You'll meet Alan probably at BotCon. That's it. Bulletin. Newsflash. It's over.
Breaking news.
We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.